Now on Press TV, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has urged international community to work closer with Baghdad in its fight against the ISIL terrorist group. In a joint press conference with his Jordanian counterpart, the Iraqi Prime Minister called ISIL a threat to the entire Middle East. United States President Barack Obama has signed a bill which allows the country to sanction Venezuelan government officials. According to the new legislation, assets of anyone accused of violating the human rights in anti-government protests will be frozen and their visas will be banned. The U.S. Justice Department is about to take legal actions against New York's Department of Corrections for the abuse of juvenile inmates in Rikers Island Prison. Teenage inmates held at Rikers Island were subjected to unconstitutional conditions and confinements, along with excessive force at the East River Jail. The United States has announced that it will not support a Palestinian UN resolution submitted to the Security Council. According to the draft resolution, Israel should withdraw from Palestinian territories in 2 years. Jordan submitted the draft to the UN Security Council on behalf of the Palestinians on Wednesday. And Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko has urged the country's parliament to adopt a submitted bill which allows the country to join NATO. He said Ukraine's non-aligned status is proven ineffective and it can't ensure the country's security. The United Kingdom police have confirmed the murder of children by a VIP sex ring. Names of some senior Liberal Democrat MPs are indicated. Now, the allegations were made by a witness with the false name Nick. The abuse was said to have taken place from 1975 through 1984. Now, Russia says the new European Union sanctions against Crimea are unacceptable and amount to discrimination against the Black Sea Peninsula. Moscow says Brussels should realize that Crimea and Sevastopol are inseparable parts of Russia. New restrictions won't let EU companies buy real estate and finance local companies in Crimea. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency has asked the international community for aid to rebuild destroyed infrastructure in the Gaza Strip. The agency says compared to original estimates, over twice as many homes in Gaza were damaged or demolished during the Israeli war on Gaza. And that is your news in brief.